LeTesvav Sivan. Thursday night, we're learning Chavis Halvavis. We're in Shar HaKniya, we're in Perek Shishi, and the Chavis Halvavis is going through 10 Hanhagos that a Baal Kniya would have. Perek Hamishi was things that someone should do to develop Kniya, but then to sustain it, to keep it going, or maybe even as a simon that the person's a Baal Kniya, maybe for yourself, maybe for someone else, his lifestyle would include these 10 things. That's what Perek Shishi is about. So there's a lot, there is overlap, because many of these things would sustain Kniya just like they would develop Kniya in a person. So number one was to learn about Hashem. To learn about Hashem. We don't like to do that so much. Maybe in Chavis Halvavis you do it, you learn Shar HaBechina. But to study Hashem, His Chesed, to watch the slideshow we sent around, to perceive that Hashem has a game plan for the universe, there's a purpose for things. If you study history, sometimes you could discern patterns. Certainly the miracle of being back in Eretz Yisrael is something. So you see that Hashem is running the entire world, and you feel, as I say, puny, and you feel small, and you feel like you're only Altus Hadar Lufnei Melech. He brought down such a pasuk in Mishlei, and you're always Bifnei Melech with Hashem. So you don't put on ears, A-I-R-S, you don't put on ears when you're standing in front of Melech, you know. The people are in front of a president, not in Israel, but in America. In front of the president, you're afraid to talk, you're standing there. So, Kol Shekein Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Hanhoga was to learn Torah, really, to study what Hashem demands that you do. And he talked about what's written in the Torah. Sometimes common sense, the Chavis Halvavis is not afraid to say this, it's not a very popular thing to say, but Chavis Halvavis says it many times throughout the Sefer, that common sense is mechayev you certain behaviors, and that's a way of figuring out how you should act. Really a lot of midos is, I don't know if the right word is common sense, rational, this is the way. This is proper behavior. So that's either proper behavior, or you learn in the Torah what you're mechuyev to do, or you have Torah Shebaal Peh, you have a Masorah, and you learn what you're obligated to do, and that's a way of developing. That's what a Baal Kniya does, because he wants to know, what does Hashem want from me? Right? I'm Bifnei HaMelech, I'm Bifnei Hashem, so what does Hashem want my behavior to be? He wants to know, what does the Melech expect of me? And at the end of number two, he threw in that you'll also learn when to use Kniya and when not to use Kniya. He threw that in. Umakoma v'shimusha, when it's appropriate. You're not going to use Kniya when you're going to war against Amalek or against the Arabs. You're not going to all of a sudden be Kniya, right? Simchas Torah, you're not going to... That's when you have to dance. So that's not a time to sit and fade into the background. Okay, number three was accepting what happens. A Baal Kniya will be accepting of what happens. He won't have complaints, he won't be cynical, he won't, even if he doesn't like what's happening, he doesn't like the hand he's been dealt, but he deals with it, you know, and he makes the best of it, and that's all, because you're nichnat Hashem. See, you know, you try to pick yourself up by saying this is what's best for me, and this was what Hashem has in mind for me, and this is the best for my neshama, and you know, you try to talk yourself into that, but at the end of the day, here he's talking about Kniya. The Baal Kniya will develop such an attitude, and this is the attitude of, and this is even vis-a-vis people. And I love him, veinam olvim, shomim cherposim, veinam meshivim. Famous Gemara that you're mevater and you're meichel, and you don't get insulted, you don't get the guy, I'm going to get that guy back. This is all about Kniya, knows it's from Hashem. That's what it says. Olsen me'ava usmechem bi'yisurin. Why are they always in that sentence? And I love him, veinam olvim, shomim cherposim, veinam mishivim. Also meyavo, smechem biyisurim. Why are they also meyavo? It means meyavo is Hashem. And smechem biyisurim, because they know the yisurim are sent by Hashem. Number four is really, it's remarkable. Before the chiddush, you have to really, halavai, we would think about these things. Like the Chovetz Chaim says, a baal kaniyah will be a baal chesed, will be developed in Bein Adam HaChavero, won't talk Lashon Hara, won't talk Divrei Gnai. And that's where he said the story of the carcass of the dog sitting in the road. And it's famous, I don't know if it's famous, the Chazon Ish wouldn't say the word Sheker. You have in the beginning of Pesachim, you have that, you don't, certain words are not considered edel, are not considered nice, and they're not appropriate to use. You don't say, Chazon Ish wouldn't say sheker. He would say sinish demis. Wouldn't say sheker. The taka sounds not nice. I was sitting by. I sat at a dentaria 2 weeks ago. I don't know why. Anyway, so the guy said sheker. The taka sounded very prust. I told him don't talk like that. Say it's not emis. That's more edel. Anyway, the talmidim said that stinking carcass of a dog. It stinks. Let's get out of here. So he said, oh, it has nice teeth. He wanted to teach them. Now, it has to do with kinia, because we, people, criticize and find fault when they feel superior. So the Baal kinia will not be talking Lashon Hara, will not be criticizing, will not be finding fault. And then he brings down a Gemara, will be Mavra al Midosov. He brings down a Gemara, it wasn't raining. Rabbi Eliezer went to the Amud and said, Avinu Malkeinu, because it says 24 Renanos, it's probably Avinu Malkeinu. Mountain. And Rabbi Kiva went up there, and boom, rain. So Yosef Bas called the Umra, not because Rabbi Kiva is a bigger tzaddik than Rabbi Eliezer, but he has a special midah that's well developed called Mavral Midosov, and that's what we write in the members guide. If you're Mavral Midosov, Avirin Layah Kol Pshaov. So if you're Mavat there, it's midah keneged midah. So it's not a question of who's the biggest tzaddik, but it's a question of midah keneged midah. If you're Mavat there, Hashem will be Mavat there. Right? Now, Rabbi Eliezer, just to explain, Rabbi Eliezer was from Talmidei Beis Shammai. So they had a different kav in life, right? They were more makbid on kavod haTorah. They were more makbid on zilzul, on kavod. So that's probably why Rabbi Eliezer did not, but his developed midah was not Mavral Midosov. It was standing up for what's right. Yikav Adina Sahar, you can call it. Kavod HaTorah, whatever it was, because he was indeed from the Beis Shammai school. He was from the Beis Shammai school. Okay, so that was number four. We're up to number five now. But you have to think about these four things, why they make sense that a Baal Kaniyah would be doing these things. Number five is on page Resh Hay, and it's the first paragraph that starts on Resh Hay, which is Vachamishi number 5. This is very, very, very interesting. He says in number 5, a Baal Kaniyah is not loud and doesn't do crazy things and I don't know if the right word is dignified, because that's already a certain midah of dignity. He says he's quiet, he's calm, he does things measured. His actions are measured, he said. Right? He doesn't burst out in laughter. He's not loud. He says, V'chamishi ho'anova b'chol inyoni ha'olam hazeh, in all things in this world, b'voro u'betocho, boro means b'chutz, the way he appears. And he's not boisterous b'fnim either. It means inside he's, in Yiddish you say glasim, he's calm. When a person has an that gaiva, right? We're looking for the ultimate bittel. So when a person feels superior or feels, so he does actions that scream out, look at me, you know. And when you're nichna, and everything's Hashem, and you're nothing, and you just, you know, you want to go into, you know, for the side, you know. And he points out also measured behavior. Like he figures out what to do. He's Masudar. He's very Masudar. Bavaro, Batocho, Udvarov, his words, Umasov, and his actions, Utnua Sevarov, Utnuchasan. They're calm, they're quiet, they're tzniustic. Velo ye tocho solser bezez boro. It's not just he puts on a good show, but inside Hitaka doesn't feel that he's, you know, he's not the one that doesn't, like I laugh out loud or run around drawing attention to himself. Velo matzpuno el es neglehu. Eliebe tenuosov in his deeds, shokul, measured, mu'uzon, appropriate, v'shove u'mesuam, noeg kefi akniya v'anova l'shem yusaleh. Remember, all of this makes either more sense or sense because of the Chavis Halvavis's insistence of that kniya is primarily vis-a-vis Hashem. So that's universal. That's not circumstance. Livnei Adam, and to people he'll be nichna behesem according to what's appropriate. L'shinui ma'aloseyim. He'll when he interacts with people, it'll make sense. You know, the way he interacts with the bus driver, the way he interacts with the higher the person is in the hierarchy, the more he's in charge of, the more leadership he has. So the more covered he'll get. Everything he does is measured. How much covered is this guy? The Gemara says, the Gemara says the other way, right? Not the other way. The Gemara says, even if you have the head of the water department, the head of Makarot, you have to give him covered. He's the head. He has a leadership position. You have to give covered to a leadership position.
So basically, is it more saying that you have to give covered to the office, not necessarily the individual in the office?
Yeah, but he's not here to teach, yes, but he's not here to teach who you have to give cover to and who you don't. It's very interesting, he's describing how a Baal Kniya will act. A Baal Kniya will, maybe the Baal Kniya won't demonstrate, won't go to demonstrations against authority. Maybe that's what he's saying. A Baal Kniya will accept authority, even amongst people. He'll give everybody the authority that they deserve, he says. Let's not go crazy. He's not going to give a Russia, he's not going to like have respect maybe for a Russia that became a dictator. He'll give them the respect that he deserves, according to each station, according to each position. But it's interesting that he ties that into Kniya. You have to think about these things. A Baal Kniya is respectful of authority, is some people call it kowtows to authority. Livnei Odom behesem, it's matim l'shinui ma'aloseyem. It's matim to their ma'alos. U'kafi meshamasim lo binyan mehem binyani adas v'olam. Ka'omro tov ish choneinu ma'alveh. People that lend out money are good people, nice people, wonderful people. Yechalkel dvarov b'mishpat. He gives sustenance to his words. I mean, he backs up his words b'mishpat, always with a shekel. It feels like he's a dayan, right? It's a personality trait of the Baal Kniya. Someone that's not a Baal Kniya, he's slapping everybody on the back, I'm imagining. Everybody's his best friend. V'amru kadmonenu havishofel ruach b'fnei kol adam. He should be humble in front of everybody. V'amru havikal l'rosh v'noach l'tashchores. So according to the Rav, the very difficult phrase, kal l'rosh would mean respectable of authority. And Noach l'tishchores means
it almost sounds like what we've been learning in the Vim Shabbos morning with you is like even Eliyahu and Yeshayahu don't fit this mold.
Eliyahu does. He gave cover to Achav. He gave him cover. He ran before his chariot for a few miles.
Right, but before that,
that's what I mean. But that's when you have to take the Chavis Havolus's words Lefima Shematin. If Achav was a Rasha and caused, Achav accused him of causing the drought. So he said, "I didn't cause the drought. You caused the drought because you're Chotei Umachti." I mean, that's, you're right. I mean, you have to strike. That's why he said in number two that you have to learn when to pull out one behavioral pattern and when to pull out a different behavioral pattern. Okay, we'll stop here.